All right. As we do every week, we talk about the 60th anniversary of the Giants in San Francisco, and we look at different eras, and we bring back someone I've had a conversation with, and it's sponsored by the U.S. Restaurant, 414 Columbus, Columbus and Vallejo. If you're not coming to the game here, head over there, sit around, have a pizza, sit at the bar, a glass of wine, and watch the Giants game. But as I always say, when you go in there, let the waiters order for you. Let them take you on the ride, and you'll enjoy it. So that's the U.S. Restaurant, Columbus and Vallejo in North Beach. And our conversation today, it's a nice short one, but it's with the closer from the early 2000s, and he gave up his arm to get the Giants into the World Series, and his dad played for the Los Angeles Dodgers as well. And this is my short conversation with the great Rob Nen. Rob Nen joins us on Giants-Dodgers coming up. And when I talk about Giants-Dodgers, I got to talk about Dick Nen. Of course, your dad with the big home run was 1963. Yeah, the big home run against the Cardinals. But Giants-Dodgers for you, what did it mean?
You know, it was definitely a great rivalry and chance that those games, you definitely were pumped up a little bit. You still went out and played those games like you did any other games. And I think the fans really got into it. And I think at the end of the day, you know, you're still going out and doing your job. So it definitely added a little more excitement, and the fans got into it. And anytime the fans got into it, you know, a little bit more, it always made it nice.
Anybody have to explain Giants Dodgers to you? As we said, your father was a hero in 1963 for the Dodgers, a big home run. You grew up, I'm sure, knowing that rivalry.
Yeah, no. You know, being able to grow up and watch it and see it a little bit, and being down there growing up as a kid, kind of hearing all the stuff, it was definitely pretty nice. In the first time I went to Candlestick, and the Dodgers came in, and the chants started and all that stuff. It was definitely, I knew that it was my blood and something that was fun to watch.
Yeah, the chant, I forgot about that. Yeah, we can't say it on the air, I guess.
No, it's not something we want to mention, so.
But for you, any special memories of Giants Dodgers?
No, you know, they're all good. I mean, you know, anytime you go there and put a uniform on and have a chance to play this game, all the memories are great. And to go down there and really when they came here and had a chance to play, and these fans were electric and going crazy, you know, it's still dear in my heart and something that, you know, I still remember from this day.
The fans in L.A. get on you?
When? Back then? I think they got on everybody. I think they were tough fans, and it's definitely a place that when you go there, they take the rivalry seriously. I think any stadium you go to, they give you a hard time, but that's probably definitely a little bit more than most.
You know, it's funny for me, Giants-Dodgers, I grew up around it, you know, in Brooklyn and, of course, New York, but you never lost sight. If you're a Dodger fan, you never lost sight of the Giants. If you're a Giant fan, you never lost sight of the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think in the side of your eye, you always kind of seeing what they're doing the whole time and where you're at. You always want to beat them and have a chance to be higher than them.
All right, Rob Nen, what's up with you these days?
Just family stuff and just trying to stay out of trouble.
Very good. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.
We'll be back with more on The Sports Leader.